Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Barbara Hofmeister and I am your host for today's show. To be or not to be, the choice is yours. And that is exactly what we're going to talk about in the next 30 minutes. About the choices that people take in their lives, the consequences that come out of having made those choices. You're going to hear from really interesting people that sometimes have made wrong choices and were able to correct them. You will hear very, very inspiring stories, how people overcame their challenges and how people started to live their dream, to live the life that they truly choose to live, the life that they've always wanted to live. So get ready for an exciting 29 minutes from today's To Be show. Hi everybody, this is Barbara Hofmeister, your host for today's To Be show. And you are in for a real treat today because we have a specialist on making the law of attraction work for you. It is about you, isn't it? And her name is Dr. Joanne White. And with Dr. Joanne, I'm going to discuss the keys to empowerment. And I believe that we all want to be empowered, or at least all of us that are aware that we are in charge of our lives. We want to be empowered. We want to be in charge of what is happening in our life, and we can. So today we will have international author, speaker, Dr. Joanne White. She's also a master certified life coach, leadership and business coach. And she says she's an energy intuitive. I want to hear all about that. So for over 2 decades, she's been practicing and teaching the law of attraction. And I want to introduce you to Dr. Joanne White. Joanne, are you there?
Yes, I am, Barbara. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? It's so nice to have you on the show.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. You know, I was listening to your introduction. The music is beautiful. And it really, I was smiling because it really touches what we're going to be talking about. It's about you, as you said, and it's about being all that you could be, to be or not to be. And so that choice is wonderful as we talk more about what empowered living is and how to get people to feel and be more empowered. So I'm loving it.
Excellent. Yeah, I think we are very much in line with our thoughts on that one.
Yes, but, because you were talking about like being in charge of you, and I think, Barbara, well, I think and I know that that's very important to feeling self-empowered and acting empowered and being empowered. It's feeling and being that you are in charge of you and your thoughts and your emotions, even during sticky times. And also, I believe it's about taking steps forward towards your goals and your dreams. And it doesn't mean that you have to be on an incredibly direct path, because as you and I know, and from your story, which you're going to be on my radio show very shortly, and from your story and mine, we've never been on a straight path. There's always been, life has a way of giving us curveballs and challenges. And so it's about, no matter what comes up, being able to know and believe that you can handle them.
That is very true. So how do you suggest that people actually get into that feeling of, you know, that they are in charge of their life, of taking responsibility for life and actually mastering that self-mastery? Because it's not that obvious and it's not that easy.
No, it's not. And I think, firstly, it doesn't happen overnight, Barbara. I think it takes some practice. But I think one of the things that I found is that you need to really begin to appreciate yourself, even at those times when you're not perfect, and even if you're not exactly where you want to be. You have to be able to appreciate where you are now and also have some level of self-awareness, because if you want to move forward and you want to make changes and you want to be, like you said, all that you could be, well, you have to know who you are, and do that self-appraisal pretty honestly and be able to decide what you want to change, what fits, and throw out any ideas or any beliefs that don't really fit you anymore, because as we grow, we change, we evolve, and that don't really fit into your lifestyle. You know what else, Barbara, I found? That is that particularly women, we have challenges setting boundaries. And so, and I know both of us work with clients, and it's very, I have many clients who come in, and one client in particular who overstretched herself. She's involved in this. She gets a phone call from somebody. They ask her to do this, and she just volunteers and says yes, when really she needs to say no, so that and she needs to mean no. And there are ways to say it nicely without making someone feel really badly that they asked, but you have to really know what you can do and recognize that it's okay. It's okay to say no.
Yeah, I think there seems to be a very female thing that we tend to think that we are only worthy if we, you know, give our time for everybody and everything, which doesn't
right.
work
and
because it burns us out and it makes us feel actually unworthy, because there were a couple of tasks that we didn't manage. And now, instead of feeling good about all the good things that we have achieved, we feel bad about the couple of things that we haven't.
Right, because we're putting so much on our plate and we're not really being true to ourselves and saying, can I really handle all this? And is it okay if I decide this is too much and this isn't? And so I think that's part of really being in charge of yourself, feeling empowered, is don't be afraid to say no. And also, but by the same token, don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. I have another client who thinks that if she asks for help, and that it's a sign of weakness. And I've been trying to say to her, and you and I know that that's not true.
Yeah.
I've been trying to say to her that I believe, and I know you do too, that it's really a sign of strength to be able to feel that you can ask for help and be a little bit vulnerable to do that. But it's also about feeling powerful enough that you can ask for help, because you recognize that you have competence and confidence in other areas, and there may be one area, like for me, it's a lot of technology, and I'm always asking for help. I say, when they're talking too technical, I say, you're giving my head, I'm giving me a headache, because it's just so full and I don't understand it. Oh, it sounds like they're speaking another language, and really, they are.
They are, yeah. And it's also, sorry, I've got something in my throat. It's tickling me like crazy and I keep coughing. I'm really sorry about that. So I will have to let you do most of the talking because I can't get rid of it.
Well, that's okay. I don't know where you are, but where I am, there are lots of allergies out here, so lots of people are feeling it. So we're talking about being in charge of your life, your emotions, and as I said earlier, accepting where you are right now. And even as you're striving to become a better person or to achieve certain goals, be in a place to accept even those parts of yourself that you don't particularly like. And that's hard for a lot of people.
Really?
I also
yeah.
think that self-empowerment, Barbara, is about having some goals. And I don't care if you're in business or personal goals, but I think it just helps us move forward if we have goals, goals about marriage, goals about our children, goals about our business, personal goals in terms of how we want to look and feel. And I think that is about self-mastery too. And really having a sense of direction of where you're going and what that sense of direction and that sense of purpose is. And you and I know we're not like 19 anymore, that direction, that sense of direction and those goals can change, and that's perfectly fine. I don't believe that people stay in one particular occupation for the rest of their lives. I know that I have, and I also know you have from looking at your biographical information, redesigned our lives over and over to fit certain needs, certain challenges, whatever they be. And so I think it's okay to do that, but you still need to have some kind of plan. Otherwise, you're like a sailboat just sort of with the sails flapping in the wind and just kind of wandering around without any sense of purpose or direction.
This is what I find the vast majority of people seem to be without a sense of direction. They seem to be just drifting through life and hoping that things will get better, you know, and quite a few are actually working really hard to make things get better. But because they have no clear sense of direction, they're jumping from one thing to another, and they're, you know, they are sort of aimlessly hitting, trying to catch something. You know, it's like throwing a fishing line in all directions, hoping that you will hit a fish somewhere. You know, but
right.
it doesn't happen like that, does it? We need to, first of all, I think that's the foundation. At least in what I teach, is that first of all, you need to become really clear in which direction you want to take your life. And then when you have that direction and you feel pulled by it and you really feel drawn to it, then you can, you know, take the steps and will for sure get there. But if you have no sense of direction, how can you ever know if you get there?
You know, that's so correct. And when you have a sense of where you want to be, a sense of purpose, as we're talking about, it's also about the passion which drives you. I believe passion can drive you. So let's say your father says, oh, you need to do this. You need to go into school because this particular field because he wanted you to do that or whatever. And you may be doing something like that dutifully because you want to please a parent, but if your heart isn't in it and you are not really feeling that this is representative of who you are, your talents, your abilities, then you may not really do a good job, and you may wake up one time and say, this isn't me, this isn't comfortable. So I think being empowered and feeling that sense of direction is knowing, having that sense of self-awareness, as I said earlier, knowing who you are and what your goals and your dreams are, even what your talents and abilities are, and kind of have some kind of dream. I remember, and this is a personal story, but I had a friend who, I guess a few years ago, he and I were speaking on the telephone, and he was older than me, and he said, Joanne, you know, I don't have any more dreams. Now, he wasn't talking about the nighttime dreams. He was talking about having a sense of a dream in his life. And I was quiet, Barbara, because I was so taken aback. I thought to myself, I didn't say this out loud, I thought to myself, how could you not have any dreams? There are always something to aspire to, something more to feel that you want to do or whatever. But I didn't say that to him. And do you know, and this is a true story, that within the next 6 months, he actually died. And I thought, well, maybe that was why. Maybe because he didn't have any more dreams and he felt that he didn't have any more sense of purpose.
Yeah. I think that has much to do with it, very much, because when people say, I don't have dreams, and, you know, I have to live with the facts, and I have to, you know, make ends meet, and it's all matter-of-factly, or at least it sounds like that, it's normally very, very sad for them, and they lead a sad life because there is nothing to inspire them. There is nothing that makes them get up in the morning except the need, the necessity to go to a job they don't like to make a living so that they can survive. And life is not about surviving. It's much, much more than that. So how can people empower themselves? I know that you've developed the power techniques. How can people empower themselves? How can they use your techniques, maybe? Maybe you can explain to us a little bit what your techniques are in that.
Okay. Well, firstly, and we've been talking about, they have to have some sense of commitment. Commitment to themselves, commitment to their goals, commitment to where they're going, their direction. And when I say commitment, I mean really knowing, like you said, why you're getting up in the morning, that sense of purpose, and really knowing that no matter what, that this is something that you really want, something that you're going to go after, even something that you're going to stand for and defend. And I think that's part of being empowered. Another thing is having a vision, and that I think that relates to what we were talking about earlier, mm-hmm. which is that sense of direction. And it also relates, in my mind, to the law of attraction, which you were talking about when you introduced me, because you have to be able to see, for the law of attraction to work and also to feel empowered, you have to be able to see in your mind's eye, see and feel where it is you're going and what it is you want from life. If you settle, like you're talking about, just kind of floundering around, if you settle mm-hmm. for kind of what I call a half life, you're going to be disappointed, and you're going to not feel that life has given you all that it could. So it's about having that sense of vision, that commitment. Also, I believe that you've got to have optimism, and there have been so many studies about how optimism can affect your health, can affect your success, and can affect your relationships, because people who are optimistic are liked to be around, because people prefer optimism versus, oh, what a lousy day, look at it, that the glass half full or half empty kind of thing. And so I think optimism is key. And it doesn't mean that everything is perfect. I don't know where perfection is. I know that I make errors even on a daily basis, and I also have to learn to kind of laugh at myself and not take myself so seriously. And I think that's also a piece to being empowered, is the ability to step back from everything that you're holding so dear, and also be able to not take it so seriously. And it almost seems like an oxymoron, because something that you really want so, so strongly, at the same time, you may need to make fun of it if you're making a mistake about it. And I think that together is very powerful. I think, too, that you need to be able to take action. I talk about that a lot in many of my seminars, because mm-hmm. no matter how much, and you and I love to dream, and in a way we're dreamers because we like to see things happen and change for the better, whether it's ourselves or the people we work with or the world. But at the same time, just dreaming doesn't get it. So you have to be able to put action steps behind those dreams to make them come alive and to make you feel more fully alive and more empowered.
Definitely, definitely. Without action, nothing changes. Just, there was a time when everybody was talking about positive thinking, and I had the feeling that some people thought if they sit at home on their sofa, and they just think positively, then their life will transform, but it doesn't. We have to take action upon the things that we want to achieve, and we have to take action upon, to walk towards what we really want in our life. First of all, we have to get clear on what we really want, because that I see as a massive challenge in so many people. But then once we're clear on that, we can take actions. And when we make a mistake, we can learn from the mistake, because that's what, failures are for in my eyes, that we can learn. I just made a failure that I realized today, with my tax accountant. So, it was an unpleasant failure.
Right. I don't like to call them failures, but I understand, and because I make mistakes, and I even have one mistake that's in print in a book. I had thousands of copies of this book made, and I must have edited it and had other people look at it and did spell check and la, 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 la. And then I get all the books, they come delivered, and they're on one page. And I saw it the way I never saw it before is an error. And I thought, oh, my God, what am I going to do? But I had to say, you know what? You read books all the time where you're saying, wow, that period doesn't belong there. Look at the way
mm-hmm.
that – let it go. So I think the mistakes are not failures. They're opportunities, like you said. They're opportunities to learn, opportunities to get better, opportunities to be able to not take ourselves so seriously. And they help us grow, and they help us get it right, and they help us teach it, too, to our children and to other people.
Sure, because I remember many years ago, I invited a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine at the time, to go with me to a Tony Robbins seminar. And she was all excited, and she wanted to go, and she wanted to go, and she wanted to take her husband. And then about a few weeks before the seminar, she said, oh, I'm not going. And I said, why not? She said, because he got divorced. I said, so what? He's human. Yeah, but how can you teach this kind of, you know, inspired living if you fail like that? I said, come off it. I mean, he's human. His wife is human, you know. I mean, you know, you cannot expect perfection. First of all, you can't expect perfection from anybody because nobody really knows what perfection is. It's your own perception of things. And second, you're going to miss out so many great opportunities because you're judging other people in the way they live their life. That's a bit
right. Weird.
You know, I thought it was really strange. But she still believes that until today. And, eventually... Yeah, so be it, exactly. We're still friends, but not, you know, not that close anymore because over the years, the judgment has become too much for me. And I thought, oof, you know, it's, yeah, let's just be ourselves. And, yeah, it's, you know, many people think that Germans don't have a sense of humor. We are international,
you know,
known, which is, makes life easy for me sometimes as a speaker because nobody expects me to make jokes or anything like that.
Well,
but,
I don't have that preconceived idea. You were talking about your friend, and I wanted to get back to that a minute because I think sometimes when we have such strong judgments about other people and how they should live their lives, I think we're also a very strict taskmaster to ourselves and our self-judgments are huge and almost intolerable, and it goes back to that need for self-acceptance. And I think part of empowerment, you're talking about your friend and Tony Robbins, and is also learning to be flexible and adapt to change. Who knows that they could have had the most beautiful marriage for a while and learned and everything that they needed to do, and then they grew differently, and I'm not going to put a spin on it either way because I don't know enough about him personally. But the point is he's also a good teacher, and he has inspired and empowered many people or helped them feel empowered. But the point is, life is not going to be that straight path, no matter what happens. You and I have seen that so many times, and I tell this story a lot because it's a true story. When I was in graduate school, I was initially going to go into movement therapy. I was studying dance and studying movement, and practicing all the time and just thinking that that's what I was going to do. And I had an injury, which at that point kind of was very debilitating, but it made me shift my career because I wasn't going to be able to do that dancing now. And so I really ended up having to rethink things, to learn to be flexible, to kind of pick myself up from the disappointment and adapt to what was going on with me and the universe and sort of forged a new career, which in hindsight was really the career that I was supposed to have. And just as a side note, I still dance, but I think that it was the universe kind of knocking and saying, okay, maybe you need to rethink this and we're going to do this so that you can rethink this and come up with a different scheme. So flexibility and being able to adapt to change and to situations and sort of go with the flow is a sign of being empowered, rather than feeling stuck because something isn't going your way and you don't know where to turn and you feel that you don't have options. I love the feeling that we always have options and different opportunities if we just explore them.
Definitely. I mean, that's why I called my book To Be or Not to Be, The Choice is Yours, because we always have choices, always.
Right, and I love that. I love the ability to have those choices.
Yeah, and when we are too stuck, when we're too self-critical and too judgmental, of course we don't see the choices because we have one opinion and it has to be, that's the only right one, and that... that sort of steals all those choices away from us. You know, it takes them away and we think we have no power. I mean, what's she talking about? You know, what are these two ladies talking about? I don't have the power to change my life. But listen,
and that's when
us,
we lose out.
Yeah, you do have the power. Well, we are already coming close to the end, Joanne. So I've heard that you have a new book coming out later this year, and I want you to tell us all about it.
Oh, great, Barbara. The book is called Mastering the Art of Success, and it's with Jack Canfield and Les Brown and Mark Victor Hansen, and I'm really excited about it. I'm praying and hoping. It's supposed to be out in June or July, and it's going to be available in all bookstores and also at Amazon and also at my website, Dr. Dr. Joanne, Joanne White, WHITE.com, and there are press releases that are going out about it. And also, another book that's going to come out probably closer to the end of 2011, and that book is also going to be a co-authored book with several wonderful celebrities and wonderful authors, and that book is on the law of attraction, and I'm just in the midst of kind of putting my story together, so I'm really very excited and feeling very, very fortunate to have been invited to be in these books and to really feel that my life is going in the direction, we're talking about empowerment, in the direction that I choose rather than bulldozing over me.
Oh, definitely. That gives you a totally different feeling. So are there any last thoughts that you want to leave our listeners with, you know, how they can empower their lives, how they can take charge of their lives, how they can get unstuck maybe? You've got another minute.
Okay, good. Well, I think one of the most important things is to believe in yourself. Practice self-appreciation and being positive about you. Remember that the mistakes that you make, they don't have to be failures. They can actually lead to wonderful solutions and opportunities for growth. And ask for help when you need it. Be flexible. Keep visioning, keep dreaming, but use action to match those dreams and include other people in your life, like you and I are having this dialogue today, because there's something so affirming about that when you do.
Well, thank you very, very much, Joanne, for having been my guest today on the To Be Show. It has been a pleasure. And I will speak to you soon when I'm going to be on your radio show, actually.
Yes,
so thank you
I can't
much.
Wait. That's right. And thank you for the opportunity to be on your show. And I'm going to love interviewing you as well.
You are welcome, Joanne. I just want to remind everybody that the Festival of Enlightenment is coming up. Only another month ago. Go to the website festivalofenlightenment.com. I will be in Colorado for a full week, and so will 50 other speakers, and we're going to do workshops every single day. This is going to be your one-stop place to go to. Take your whole family. We have a youth festival parallel with, and I can assure you that this is going to be the event of a lifetime. I'm pretty sure of that. So check it out, festivalofenlightenment.com. And I will see you next week with another wonderful guest on the To Be Show. Wishing you a wonderful, amazing, inspired, and empowered week. This is Barbara Hofmeister, the host of the To Be Show.